Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. So happy to have you back today. This week, we're going through some of the readings of the day, the daily readings that are given to us in the Mass. And if you're familiar with our show, we're usually in a lot of different parts of Scripture, but every once in a while, we go back to the daily readings to really reinforce that habit to say, we want to, yes, be in our physical Bibles, and we also want to know what the church is feeding us along with the Eucharist, because eating from the table of the Lord in the Mass is, of course, Jesus in the Eucharist, but also Jesus in the Word. And so the church very carefully picks out what she wants to feed us. What word is she giving us? And so every so often, we want to practice the discipline of coming under the instruction of God's word to say, what is God putting over me today that he's asking me as Lord to come in to submission to? And we picked this week because we're entering into Lent tomorrow. You know, this is, you know, Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday. You know, maybe you're eating punchkes today. I don't know. This may be controversial. I don't really like punchkes. They're way too sweet. They're like so much sugar. And so kind of when I have one, I feel like I'm going to go into a coma. And I like treats a lot, but it's just having one of those in the morning, I'm like, I don't think I could function for the rest of the day. But if you're having one, more power to you. Amazing. But we're preparing. The point is we're preparing in all of these ways to enter into Lent. And so at these important liturgical moments, it's really critical that we say, what is the church feeding us? What is the church saying in the word of God that she's giving us to say, hey, this is going to help you prepare? And if you were with us yesterday, we began in James chapter 1 was the first reading. And actually, we're going to be in there again in a different part of James chapter 1. It's such a rich book. And sometimes we just kind of skip over it because it's like, well, it's James. It's not John. It's not Paul. It's not Peter. So he's kind of secondary. But yesterday he was saying something incredible, and it's very Pauline. It's very Jesus-like. Count it all joy when you face trials. For the trial is producing perseverance in you, and perseverance produces a depth of faith. And as we grow in faith, we're anchored in the Lord. And not only are we anchored, but we're becoming more like him. That he's putting us on a path to perfection. We're becoming like him, which is amazing and beautiful and powerful, but it's a hard word to receive. And yesterday we left off, and that's where I want to begin today, is saying, do I count it? Not can I just get through the trial without having my head explode? You know, for me, sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, it's growth because I didn't freak out. You know, my dad and I, he was dropping me off this morning at the car place, and we were chatting about how we both got new phones, and because our phones were freezing up, and we both got new iPhones, and we're like, it's supposed to be fast, and it's supposed to be this great technology, and we were both had gotten recently so, I was sitting there trying to upload something, and I was like, this phone, and he was like, you know what, I'm going to confession about yelling at my phone, because I got so frustrated with it. But it's this thing of sometimes I consider growth as like, oh, I didn't get frustrated, and that is growth, and I want to count something that as growth. Well, I didn't get stressed, or I didn't blow my top. But the Lord's saying, actually, I want to bring you a step further and saying you're actually counting it as a blessing when you endure trials. It's amazing. So let's dive in. We're going to be again in James chapter 1. We might be later in the week in different readings like the gospel or other things, but we're going to be in James chapter 1 here again for the first reading, Tuesday, the sixth week in ordinary time. So let's pray, and then we're going to go ahead and dive in. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for this word that we're so excited about. We thank you for this letter from James that is convicting. We thank you that you give us the grace and the strength to persevere. And Holy Spirit, I ask that you would speak to us. I ask that you would show Jesus to us first and foremost. And then you show us the parts of our lives where you want us to submit to you. And we ask this all in your most holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Okay, now we're going to get to the word that we're so excited about. Blessed is he who perseveres in temptation, for when he has been proven, he will receive the crown of life that he promised to those who love him. No one experiencing temptation should say, I am being tempted by God, for God is not subject to temptation to evil, and he himself tempts no one. Rather, each person is tempted when lured and enticed by his desire. The desire conceives and brings forth sin. And when sin reaches maturity, it gives birth to death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers and sisters. All good giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no alteration or shadow caused by change. He willed to give us birth by the word of truth, that we may be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Amen. Again, this is such a powerful reading. We're building. He just picks up on what we read yesterday. This is just a picking up on the verses that we read yesterday. And it's a fantastic, but again, challenging set of verses. Blessed is he who perseveres in temptation. So he's saying it's he calls this a beatitude. The thing is, blessed is he. Remember, blessed are you. Who said this first? Jesus. There's a blessing that comes from being faithful. Blessed is the one. Blessed is the one that God will give them a particular type of blessing. Blessed is he who perseveres in temptation. Not the avoidance of struggle, because right, temptation itself isn't sin. And so we don't mature past being tempted. We're not like, oh, I'm not tempted anymore. And sometimes I think for me, I actually get discouraged in the action of the temptation. And sometimes this is what the devil can do, friends, is trying to tempt us. And actually, even before we sin, we can become discouraged that we're even tempted. And then we lose the grace and the strength of the Holy Spirit to be able to resist the temptation in the way that we need to. And so there's going to be the struggle there. And he's saying, you are blessed are you. Way to go. Good for you. I'm on your side. I want to bless you when you're persevering in temptation, when you're not giving up. And so the key is that not that we're not tempted, because you might be like, why do I keep being tempted by this thing in my life? I thought I was over this. I thought, you know, I wasn't going to get angry anymore. I thought I moved past that in my life. Anyone else have those thoughts sometimes? And God's saying, no, it's okay. Blessed are you when you just keep going. Come back to me. Look for strength. Be faithful to me in it. Endure. Just keep going. And we see here this imagery saying, blessed is he who perseveres in temptation, for when he has been proven, he will receive the crown of life. You know, it's interesting. We were together with Renewal Ministries as a staff, and Dr. Ralph Martin, our president, he gave us this teaching from scriptures called, he'd called his teaching, There is a Test and You Have to Pass It. And he went through all of these places in scripture where Jesus and Paul and all the different letters talk about this testing, that actually to enter the kingdom of God, there is a testing. There will be a testing that we have to pass to receive the crown of righteousness. And he's talking about here, he will be proven. For when he has been proven, he will receive the crown of life, when he has been tested. So there's a way that we actually have to prove that we're faithful to the test. And friends, I want to just point out, this is not earning. This is not earning God's love. This is not earning his grace. This is not earning strength from him. This is not earning the power of the Holy Spirit. But this life, this light momentary affliction, the life that we're living here on earth is a test for the next life to determine if we end up in heaven or if we end up in hell. And it's not like this cruel thing that God's like, well, I have to test you to see. It's like gold being tested in fire. Gold has to be refined in fire so that it can have strength for what it needs, right? If you just have a piece of gold that's not tested in fire, it's not purified. All the impurities will still be there. And a person who refines gold, a goldsmith, when they put the gold in fire, the way they test if the fire has gotten the impurities out is if they can see their reflection in the gold. And so God allows us, just like that gold, to go into the fire, not because he's like, you need to be tested, but because he wants to purify us. He needs to purify us so that we can be with him. And he looks at us as we're in the fire. And the way he can tell if we're being refined is if he can see his reflection in the gold. Is if we're beginning to look like him. And I love this thing. We hear this from Paul. He's saying, if you've been proven, if you're tested in the fire, if your impurities come out, you'll receive the crown of life that he promised to those who love him. You hear this from St. Paul. It's like that athletic vision, like a victor's wreath. Trials prove love. The crown isn't earned by perfection, but by steadfast love. The goal, right, which he promised to those who love him. The goal isn't moral grit just for its own sake. Love is the measure. This perseverance flows from a relationship of love. And Paul talks about this crown. He says, I have fought the good fight. I finished the race. Stored up for me is the crown of righteousness. This crown that God is going to bestow. He says, I promised those who love me and those whom I love, I will give you a crown of righteousness. Right relationship to God. The very relationship that God the Father and the God the Son share as you come and you kneel before me and you've been purified in the fire and you've been tested, I will give you my crown. It's beautiful. It's not earned by perfection, but by steadfast love over and over again. And this connects us, friends, to the responsorial psalm from Psalm 94. Blessed the man you instruct. For the Lord will not cast off his people, but judgment shall again be with justice, and all the upright of heart shall follow it. When I say my foot is slipping, your mercy, O Lord, sustains me. When cares abound within me, your comfort gladdens my soul. Blessed the man you instruct, O Lord. This is how we're proven through trial. This is how we're proven through temptation. This is how we're proven through testing, is to submit ourselves to the instruction of the Lord. Those other places in the Psalms, the law of the Lord is perfect. Blessed is the man who walks in the way of the Lord. And so as we're walking and we enter into trial, or we're tempted and we're assaulted by the evil one, because God never tempts us. He doesn't tempt us, but he says, in these fiery trials, you're being purified as you endure, and I will give you the strength to endure. And where does that endurance come from? A love for my law, a love for my instruction. Submit yourself under my law and stay close to the hand of the Lord. So that in that temptation, we could say, God, bring your justice, bring your instruction, bring your judgment down upon me so I can be purified, so that I may receive the crown of life because I have persevered in temptation. There's so many temptations in the world. And again, we can be discouraged. And maybe here you are on the brink of Lent being like, I have so many things I need to be purified. I can't even count them all. And Lord's saying, cling, cling, cling to my instruction and just keep going. Get back up. Try again. Endurance will win you the race. Not perfection, but endurance that's produced by love. Love produces perseverance. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burak's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.